Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Budget Arcade, your number one. We're not free to play anymore. Oh, we're kind of free to play, but hey, we're your number one budget review. Your budget game review. I should rehearse that opening spiel more. But we're Budget Arcade, your number one budget video game review podcast. We're still in our early stages of that, but moving forward, we're all budget arcade budget video game reviews. Still free to play, you know. Every now and then we'll if a big free to play game hits the market, or we've got a free to play title that we really want to review, we'll go ahead and give that a spin. But we're going to try to expand our horizons and focus not only on free-to-play, but also indie budgetary video game reviews. So, like we just recently last week reviewed the title Vagante. So make sure that you go back and listen to that episode to see how what we thought of that and how we liked it. And next week, by the time you listen to this, next week we'll be reviewing the Nintendo Switch indie title Ocean Hearts, yeah. And so in these off weeks, though, when you're just hearing me and my sweet baritone, you're getting some off-brand material, and maybe that's in the way of a AAA review, a AAA title review, like I just recently, I think in the last off week, reviewed Dying Light 2, Stay Human, and you can go back and catch my thoughts on that, but I'll also offer up what I've been playing and take a look at what's coming up in the video game release calendar. And so this month, we're in the middle of March here, and so I'm not gonna highlight anything this month, but I'll look at what's coming in the month of April 2022, and see if there's anything worth playing in that month. So I'll also bring you a little bit of news, and I'll be honest, there's not a whole lot of it this month. There's not a whole lot of big video game news. But one thing I found interesting is that the developer Motive Studios back in 2021 announced that they would be remaking Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive first made its appearance on the 360, I believe, and sci-fi horror game, a very good game, actually. It's the original Dead or Alive title was very good, survival horror, You're on a like a space station or a spaceship of some kind. I don't remember. It's been a while. And you got to try to find out, and you get the story is told through audio clips. I think. I'll be honest with you. I didn't research that, but it was a good game. I would say underrated horror game. And if you didn't play the originals, I'm pretty sure they're available on Game Pass or maybe the PS Now subscription service. Make sure you're going back and playing through that. But anyways, this Dead Space remake was in the news recently, is because it was announced that it would be releasing for these current generation consoles early 2023. Well, that's not that far away. I mean, we're almost in April here. So early 2023 to me means January, February. So that's interesting, is because apparently this game is being rebuilt from the ground up by Motive Studios, and they're redoing the audio for the game. And they recently released some audio occlusion and sound effects for the game, where you can kind of like side by side compare what the sound effects are. And I watched some of those videos, and they're very good. The sound effects, you know, as long as they are they're upheld from what they sound like right now to the game, I imagine that the game will be very good, the remake. But, you know, I'm actually looking up the Dead Space plot right now. You play as Isaac, and he is an engineer on a mission to repair the ship, the USG Ishimura. You get on board, and then you find the crew has been slaughtered and infected with some sort of thing. And you got to find your partner, Nicole, who is somewhere on the ship. And so you use your engineering skills to craft weapons and do things while trying to figure out what the heck is going on. I just read you the synopsis from the internet. So, anyways, the main reason I want to talk about Dead or Alive is not so much that it's being remade, even though I'm sure it's going to be a really good remake, is why can't we get a new story in the Dead or Alive franchise? I mean, the Dead or Alive had, what, three titles? And by the third one, I remember playing it, and I remember thinking, oh, this is just okay. You know, I think it had kind of worn out its welcome in that time. And that was the 360. I think 360 got two Dead or Alive titles, and then the Xbox One maybe got the third. I think that's how it goes. But why do we continue to applaud remakes? It's like, why are we not like pushing for more original stories in these games? I mean, I get that, you know, Dead or Alive is an existing IP, and, you know, studios, especially like Microsoft and Sony, they don't necessarily throw a ton of money at studios creating new IPs, because it's kind of hit or miss whether new IPs, and that's a whole other discussion. Microsoft is throwing a lot of money at new IPs this year, going into 2023 for the Xbox Series X, and so, and I applaud that. I applaud Microsoft's willingness to bring in developers that want to create new stories and new ideas, and celebrate that sometimes you hit gold when you're trying to tell a new story from a new character. And even though Dead or Alive was a good game and it's a good franchise, why is the studio not creating a completely new Dead or Alive game with a new story? Why are we trying to strike gold twice? And, you know, I'm sure people will flock to this Dead or Alive title or Dead or Alive remake and throw money at it. Why don't we throw it one step further and go, hey, if you're just going to rebuild the original Dead or Alive, why don't you just create a whole new game? I'm sure it would be good. I'm sure, you know, gamers would enjoy it. I mean, the horror video game genre isn't oversaturated, I don't think. So there is room for a sci-fi horror. There is room for Dead Space in this current generation cycle. We're now in year two of the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, and people are still looking for the console. So I don't feel like Motive would be missing out on their opportunity here. So I don't know. And I don't think having developers recreate their own games is the way to go. I could be wrong. I could be completely off base here, where I don't think that people are missing Dead Space, the original. Maybe they are. I'm not, but I'm not speaking for everybody. Or I'm trying not to, but so let me know what you think about that. There's always room for new stuff. I think from big franchises. I'm not putting Dead Space on the same planet as Mario, but you know, we're not talking Mario, you know, the remake. We're talking Nintendo releases a new Mario game, a new standalone Mario game, you know, maybe what, every 5 years. Nintendo doesn't, now I take that back. So I was about to say Nintendo doesn't remake their Zelda games, but they do. Shut my mouth. But you know, a new game featuring Link doesn't come around but once every five or seven years.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So, I don't enjoy hearing about, hey, this developer that made this really good game 10 years ago is going to remake it for new consoles with new audio. And it's like, okay, why? Yeah, I'll play it, but you couldn't go one step further and create a whole new game, you know, a whole new, if you're stripping everything down from an original title and rebuilding it, why don't you just offer a new story? Anyways, that's where I stand on that. That's the only newsworthy item of recent notes. So what's coming in video games? What's coming for the month of April? And it's not much. I feel like February and March took a lot of the big early quarter one offerings off of the plate. We start getting into the early summer months, and there's not much that's going to be coming. But one of the bigger family focused titles, maybe you've got a young one that's a gamer. Lego Star Wars: The Skywalker Saga is coming to all of your consoles, the PC, the Switch, and it's being released on April 5th. And the Skywalker Saga does encompass all of the original games, and I was trying to look at the plot, but I'm not finding it. Anyways, that's coming on April 5th. So if you're interested in that, the Lego games are always pretty spectacular. They're always enjoyable. They're easy playing games and offer the fun factor that the whole family can enjoy. Also on April 5th is MLB The Show 22 on all your consoles. So that's a big one, and I'm pretty sure you'll be able to play that game before the actual Major League Baseball season begins. April 7th is Chrono Cross, the Radical Dreamers Edition. And that's on your last gen consoles, and Switch and PC. Here's another remake that's coming to the Switch on April 7th is The House of the Dead. I haven't played a House of the Dead title since the arcade. So if you play that, let me know how it is. April 12th is 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim. I have no idea what that game is, but it's coming to the Switch April 12th. April 14th, The Road 96. Don't know what that one is, but it's coming to all your current and last-gen consoles. Another Star Wars game, Star Wars The Force Unleashed, is finally coming to the Switch on April 20th. And then Zombie Army 4 Dead War is coming to the Switch. A lot of Switch titles this month. And then Nintendo Switch Sports is getting released on April 29th. So, Nintendo Switch Sports. It's probably if you play the Switch on the TV, that's probably a game for you. But if you're more of a handheld Switch gamer, maybe not so much. But yeah, that's it. Yeah, so your big titles in the month of April are the Lego Star Wars, Skywalker Saga, and MLB The Show 22. So yeah. And you know, we're not going to talk about May, but May is not much better. Summer is notoriously not a big video game release season. So I'll tell you what I've been playing here lately, and it's only one game, but it's on the PS5. It's Horizon Forbidden West, and I'm probably about 10 hours into it right now. It's a fantastic game. I'll have a full review on this podcast in an upcoming off week, but it's fantastic. The graphics in it are amazing. The gameplay is fluid, and it's like riding a bike, picking up from Horizon Zero Dawn, and there's a lot more, you know. It's much bigger in scope. The story is much broader, and you know it introduces some new gameplay mechanics that I feel are very welcome to this franchise, and so it is a immediate game of the year contender. And I feel that, you know, looking ahead, unless Breath of the Wild 2 releases this year, which it's up in the air of if it will or won't, But unless Breath of the Wild 2 comes out, this is your game of the year. It's such a fantastic title, and I'm only 10 hours in, but I can already tell that it's great, and I'm already lost in, you know, the gameplay of side quests and just coming across new robotic dinosaurs and robotic things, and I find myself just getting immersed into what the game has to offer, you know, as an environment. And you can climb anything, and that's something new, is that the environment offers you more climbable things, and it almost reminds me of the Uncharted franchise, but with better gameplay, not as cinematic, but more immersive in the environment. So that's what I'm playing. It's gonna eat me until, you know, I decide that I'm gonna play something else. Is because I've read up that you know, doing everything and seeing everything, and it'll take, you know, a good 80 to 100 gameplay hours. So I'm fine with that. The story, I haven't really scratched the surface, I don't think, on the main story. So I'm excited to where that's going to go. And, you know, your protagonist, Aloy, she's great. She's probably one of the most iconic, you know, protagonists in video games of the past 5 years. And I really feel like she's underrated. And we haven't, you know, we haven't given that character her due. And this is my game of the year pick so far, obviously. I mean, we're only in March, middle March, so something could come out that completely blows it away. But I don't anticipate as much. And if Horizon Zero Dawn hadn't released in the same year that Breath of the Wild did, Horizon Zero Dawn would have been your game of the year. I think it was in 2016. I think it was 2016. So that's what I've been playing. Let us know what you've been playing. If you plan on diving into a Dead Space remake, and if you're looking forward to an upcoming release, you know, that maybe tickles your fancy, you know, Skywalker Saga and the Lego series. Let's play that one. But let us know. You can hit us up at on all the social media platforms at Budget Arcade, Budget Arcade Games. We'd love to hear from you. We are very engaging on the socials, all of them, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of them. When I say all of them, I mean just run the gamut. If you would like to join our Discord, you can do so. There'll be a link to the Discord in the show notes. We'd love to have you in our community. I feel like our Discord community is one of the best that Discord has to offer. And I'm a bit biased, but we have a lot of engaging conversations, not just on video games, but on movies, and we have a Wordle channel. That's a video game, I think, right? I mean, it's a game. It's online. I feel like you can classify that as a video game. Anyways, catch that link in the show notes if you want to support the podcast. You can become a Patreon subscriber, throw some money at us, tell us that we're doing a great job and you love hearing us. But you also can do that through patreon.com/budgetarcade. And you can, by doing so, get access to our exclusive Patreon subscriber Discord channel, where you can give us money to essentially dance. If you become a Patreon subscriber, I will post a video of me dancing to you, to whatever music, and just, you know, just my way of saying thanks. That's probably going to come back and bite me in the ass. But what else? Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can find all of his music at metroidmetal.com. And join us next week as we review the Nintendo Switch indie title, Ocean Hearts. So we hope to catch you next week, and we'll see you later.